Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question. No telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Ukraine's President Zelensky says he and President Trump have spoken by phone today and that it was very important and fruitful. Zelensky on social media says they agreed to work together to strengthen protection of our skies. It comes after another brutal night of Russian attacks on Ukraine. ABC's Patrick Reval.
All night, hundreds of drones were swarming Kyiv. People there are describing it as one of the most intense nights in the capital since the start of the full-scale invasion.
President Trump's to hold a July 4th ceremony at the White House, signing his big spending bill, which all Democrats and two Republicans voted against. July 4th is underway after dangerous storms left a deadly path of destruction in the Northeast, killing at least three in New Jersey. Utility crews are out clearing trees from downed power lines. It's starting to smell in some Philadelphia neighborhoods in the fourth day of a garbage collection strike with no negotiations scheduled. This is ABC News. One of the jurors who delivered the mixed verdict in the Sean Diddy Combs trial is speaking out for the first time. ABC's Allison Kosick.
The juror, who wants to remain anonymous, denied that Diddy's celebrity profile drove the jury's decision, saying, "I found that statement highly insulting and belittling to the jury and the deliberation process," adding, "Our decision was based solely on the evidence presented and how the law is stated. We would have treated any defendant in the same manner regardless of who they are." The jury of eight men and four women acquitted the rap mogul of the most serious charges of sex trafficking and racketeering, but convicted him on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution.
Sentencing is currently scheduled for October, but a hearing next week could move that up. A strike by air traffic controllers in France is disrupting travel to and from the country at the height of the summer travel season. Air traffic controllers are off the job, demanding better working conditions. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines.
find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted and do it for $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 84.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Governor Tony Evers has signed the state's 2025-27 budget. Evers signed the document early Thursday morning following passage in the Assembly and the State Senate, where debate on the bill began at 10 a.m. Wednesday morning. Operation Dry Water runs through the July 4th weekend. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Conservation Warden Matt O'Brien says there's zero tolerance for boating while impaired.
We make it known for our zero tolerance for boating under the influence of alcohol or other drugs.
Boaters should expect extra patrols on the water during the stepped-up enforcement effort. Nine Wisconsin residents are accused of being part of a multi-million-dollar interstate car theft ring. All have been federally charged. The U.S. Attorney's Office says they were involved in the theft of more than 175 high-end vehicles. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansey & Associates, downtown Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Provisions South, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials.
The Tarrant Park Pool is opening Monday. The city of Durand has received a final approval from the state of Wisconsin for the pool to open. The pool will be open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. for lap swim and from 1 to 3:30 p.m. for open swim through July 18th. After July 18th, the open swim will be every day from noon to 6 p.m. Swimming lessons will also begin on Monday. Because of a donation from Advent Health, the first 800 people to visit the pool will receive free admission.
The Durand, Arkansas School District is exploring before and after school programming for elementary school students. Durand, Arkansas Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the district is working on starting that program this fall.
We've got some work to do yet, but our goal really is to jumpstart that yet this fall, September of 2025 here. We have the facility for it right there at the elementary school. Some of the biggest logistical things is staffing, getting qualified and certified staff members to be able to oversee that programming.
Nelson said a recent survey of district families showed approximately 50 to 60 children would use that program. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department will have additional traffic enforcement on Highway 35 from Nelson to Fountain City Friday and Saturday from 3 p.m. until 11 p.m. Deputies will be on the lookout for those speeding and driving under the influence. In a statement, the department said it's committed to ensuring the safety of Buffalo County roads and citizens over the holiday weekend. Wisconsin has a new state budget. Early Thursday morning, Governor Tony Evers announced that he had enacted the budget agreement for the biennial budget, along with a tax cut for most Wisconsin residents. The budget will have $1.4 billion for K-12 schools, $360 million to help cover child care costs, continued funding for the Agricultural Road Improvement Program, and an increase in funding for the UW system. The budget agreement was reached between Republican legislative leaders and the governor earlier this week. A Vernon County woman is facing charges of child sexual assault in a school setting. Police arrested 33-year-old Ashley Ann Benson Monday and charged her with sexual assault of a child, sexual assault by school staff, and sex with a child 16 or older. Prosecutors accused Benson of engaging in sexual contact with multiple victims at multiple locations. Benson had been employed at both a public and private school in the Viroqua area prior to her arrest. She was released on a signature bond and has been ordered not to have contact with anyone under the age of 18. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will be closing Highway 12 from Heller Road to Highway 25 on Monday for construction of the concrete median. The closure is expected to be in place through August 4th. A detour via Oak Avenue and Highway 25 North will be in place. Construction of the median is part of the resurfacing project of US 12 between I-94 and Highway 25. The city of Mondovi is planning on having a fireworks show this Friday night. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says there is a backup date in case of inclement weather on Friday night. And the city is also needing someone to take over the fireworks shoot for 2026.
So we haven't shot for a couple of years because of weather, but we did come up with a backup plan this year. If it rains on the 4th of July, Friday, we will shoot Saturday night. Also, the pyrotechnics shooter and I have done this now for, I guess, the last 8 years. He informed me that he is retiring out of this and not going to do it in 2026. So we're looking for somebody to really take over and take ownership over the Mondovi fireworks shoot.
There will also be a fireworks display Friday nights over Lake O'Galley. That starts at 10. The Dunn County Highway Department will be conducting seal coating of county roads starting on Monday. Roads will remain open during seal coating, but traffic will be slowed down by flaggers and pilot cars as roads will be down to one lane. Motorists can also expect loose gravel for 24 to 48 hours. The Highway Department will then sweep the roads to remove any loose gravel that remained on the road. A former FBI agent is being named as the acting top federal prosecutor in the Western District of Wisconsin. Chadwick Elgersma has been named acting U.S. attorney. Elgersma says his primary objective will be to keep Wisconsin residents safe through the vigorous enforcement of federal law. The Western District of Wisconsin encompasses 44 county jurisdictions, including Pepin, Buffalo, Dunn, and Pierce counties.
Take precautions handling fireworks this 4th of July. UW Health Occupational Therapist Alyssa Virel says, never consume alcohol or drugs and handle fireworks. Avoid homemade fireworks and only light one at a time. Virel says you should also avoid lighting fireworks while they're still in your hand and douse fireworks in water when they're done before picking them up. It's estimated that more than 14,000 people were hurt by fireworks last year in the U.S., more than double the injuries reported in 2023. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Submissions are now being accepted for the Packers' Give Us a Sign contest again this year. Fans can suggest jokes, phrases, and one-liners to be considered for the competition. Selected messages will go head-to-head in tournament-style online voting to determine a winner. The suggestion that comes out on top will be printed on signs for fans at Lambeau Field during the upcoming NFL season. The person who submits the winning message will win game tickets and travel accommodations to Green Bay. Submissions can be made at PackersEverywhere.com now through July 3rd. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We're going to get to around 93 for a high this afternoon, but that heat index is going to be climbing into the upper 90s to near 100. Tonight, we'll drop into the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted and do it for $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 84.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
On to South Beach for the Local 9. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. After falling last night to the Mets in New York, the Brewers are hoping for better tonight. The crew in Miami to start a weekend series with the Marlins. Game time tonight is set for 6:10. It'll be Quinn Priester pitching against Sandy Alcantara. Coming up tonight in the Central, the Cubs host the Cardinals. Cincinnati opens up a series at Philadelphia. Pittsburgh is at Seattle. Minor League Ball, Midwest League, the in-state rivalry series between the Sky Carp and the Timber Rattlers continues tonight, but in a different venue. The series shifts north to Appleton. Last night in Beloit, it was the Sky Carp winning 12-5. Former Packers wide receivers coach Buddy Guice has died after a battle with leukemia. He was here for 4 years coaching up, among others, Sterling Sharp. Sharp will be inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame on August 2nd. And former Marquette golfer and Big East Player of the Year Oliver Farrell has advanced through the final qualifying. He'll compete in the Open Championship in a couple of weeks. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers.
And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
The Xfinity Playoffs Titan heading to Chicago. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR.